So I wanted to share just a couple quick tips about working on Midos and improving Midos, which is certainly a good thing to do. Point number one, if ever you meet a person who like really irks you or gets under your skin, I think one of the greatest things, if you can stop and reflect, like wonder where it's coming from, almost like see it as a nebuch opposed to as an annoying character trait, I think that'd be a great thing to do. So for example, once in a while you have a person who's bossy. Where is that coming from? Why are people bossy? Almost all the time it's because they fear if they don't exert their control, they'll lose what they have. If you realize bossiness comes from like a weakness, it's like a fear. Almost every bad quality comes from a fear of almost the opposite. In other words, if a person is unbelievably nudgy and every 10 seconds, they're, you know, like a nudnik, they're coming over, did you come? Come back 2 minutes, come back in 3 minutes, they come back 10 seconds later, come back 20 seconds later. There's like an inability for them to like control themselves. And once you realize that, they're afraid of like missing something important. And if once you realize someone's arrogant, where does arrogance come from? It comes from an emptiness that they don't feel good about enough about themselves on the inside. There's innate insecurity, and therefore like it kind of subconsciously they cause themselves to project it on others. Once you realize that that's true, almost every person struggling is almost a nebuch versus a, you know, versus an annoyance. Now, I'm not saying that solves the problem, but if you start seeing it that way, it's like, this guy's not trying to drive me crazy, just he struggles. The more, again, and it shouldn't be where are you coming from, you insecure, you know, broken, who knows, you know what I'm saying? But the more I think one realizes that all the things that bother you come, if you understand where they're coming from, it's almost always, if not always, coming from a place of weakness, coming from a place of like, you know, inability to, a fear. And I think the more we kind of realize that, the easier it is to be forgiving and not get caught up and not want to be vengeful and not want to be, you know, irritated and frustrated. When you realize people are coming from broken positions, is not a person in this world not broken? So being human means how much broken, which areas you're broken. At the end of the day, we're all broken. When you realize other people are expressing their brokenness, the way that gets to you, once you realize it's their brokenness, it should, on some level, allow more of a sympathetic and understanding approach, number one. Number two, after you get into a fight or an argument or a confrontation or some uncomfortable interaction. So a lot of times we spend the next, 24 hours like overwhelmed with thinking of different potential ideas that could have been in our mind that would have explained and justified our behavior. The goal is to like prove why you're right when really the goal should be to make things right. In other words, you get into a conversation, it happens a lot with spouses, we all get married, and have wonderful families, and you know, hopefully you'll never have a situation that comes up with your wives where there's an unsettling or uncomfortable moment, but like the real world we live in is, at least statistically, the deck is stacked against that reality. And therefore, like, you know, some of you, a spouse, a sibling, a parent, a sister, a friend, you know, you start thinking to yourself, well, if I would have explained my actions as the following, I would look even better. Maybe. But A, they probably weren't your, you know, if they were your thoughts at times, so share them. If they weren't, they just make you look better. I guess if you really want to like make that point, you could say, well, part of me wishes I was thinking the following thing and express that. I wouldn't lie to make yourself look right. I would try my best to express your feelings to make things right. And it's totally legit to walk over and say, I was hurt by this. I was insulted by this. I found this, you know, frustrating. I'm looking to make things better. After fights, it's so difficult to want to make things better. It's so easy to want to make yourself right. And that's why you have like sometimes these stories. Every family's got like one of them of like, you know, your uncle who doesn't talk to your, you know, his brother, you know, your great-grandfather didn't speak to, you know, for 40 years they didn't speak, for 30 years they didn't speak. I am not, he wronged me, and I'd rather be miserable than be, you know, that sometimes it's healthier just to be happy than to be right. Sometimes it's easier and just to, you know, and to communicate that. You shouldn't be afraid. You shouldn't think it's a weakness. Yehuda is moda. In this week's parasha, tzad kamimeni, it comes from a place of strength. That's why he was zochel malchus, according to the Medrash. In order to admit that you did something wrong or that you were hurt, it requires a place of strength and security in order to not be afraid that, you know, that you have soft spots and weaknesses and shortcomings. Like, I think that should earn one respect opposed to the opposite. A couple more quick things. I was listening to a Jordan Peterson video a few days ago, and he was asking, like, what is a good friend? It popped up at the bottom of my YouTube when I drive to yeshiva, I'm usually preparing for shiur. When I drive home, I'm on the bus home, whatever, I have a little less koach, a little less strength. I'm usually watching either like archaeological Israeli digs, like trying to connect Tanakh to that, or sometimes TED Talks, or sometimes like Musar Shmuzin, but things that allow my brain to relax a little bit, that feel like I can't handle such intensity all day long. When I'm a bad adam, what can I do? In any event, so I was listening to a Jordan Peterson video about like what does it mean to be a good friend, and he had two great ha'aris. And as I say, yesh chachma b'goyim tamin. So I thought this was a good chachma. Number one is, I say, how do you know if you have a good friend? Number one is, when you're really upset and something's bad, they're interested in listening. And number two is, when something's really good for you, they're interested in celebrating. I thought that was a really insightful piece. And it's something connected to, that I've heard numerous times. Are you worried about yourself? You're worried about them? This is just like prate pratin. How do you worry about someone else? When they tell you they did something good, are you looking to outgood them? Wow, you know, hey you, I had a great day. I did really, really great. And my following thing, oh yeah, I did even better. I know someone who did better. Like, is there a desire to one-up them always? Like, must you always one-up everyone? Or could you, like, or should you celebrate in their victories? That's really great. One, that's a fantastic story. I'm so happy for you. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for you. I'm so whatever, fill in the blank. And when things struggle, you know, when they struggle, I want to be there for you and showing you that I care for you is often expressed by listening. The Gemara points out that if listening is worth one coin, speech is worth one coin, so listening is worth two. I think they, Chachmi Musa point out that we have twice as many ears as you do mouth. It's like a deeper hashkafic point. And like just learning how to listen is really powerful religious koach. We did a Rebbe's, once here they have like a Rebbe's continued education. All the Rebbe, like at the end of Kites, we all go out to some place. We bring in some professional, and you know, he gives us etzas and tips and whatever. One time we did this project, we're like two Rebbeim had to talk to each other, and one had to only listen, not offer any etzah, not add on, not just listen. And I was listening, and it was such a powerful, like, to just to focus on only what you're saying and ask questions to bring out more. I found that unbelievably inspiring, and just like the koach of listening, the koach hashtika, and the koach of hakshava, which are connected but a little different. In any event, maybe just one or two more because we're running short on time. When you greet people, as the Mishnah says, should be kavel as kol adam either b'sefer panim yosef or b'simcha. That should be great. Don't be afraid to like walk or spend time. It's not bittul Torah. You're sitting and learning. Someone walks in. Good morning. Good to see you. Good, nice thing. A guest walks in. Shalom aleichem. Can I help you out? Can I get? Remember, my father and I went to learn one time in Lakewood Yeshiva, and there was a random random yeshiva bachar who walked over there to offer my dad a coffee. Now it could be the guy who was the biggest batlan in the world and just was looking something to do at his time. But like it made such an impact on my father. He's like, here's this guy he is. He doesn't know me. Clearly we look like guests. We don't look like we fit in. You know, we're wearing colors. And you know, he just wanted to offer us something to be nice. My father was so inspired. So inspired. All right, we're out of time. I didn't label it as five tips. I guess we got to four. I wrote a fifth, but we're out of time. Maybe the fifth one needs to be punctual. Have a good morning.